thank you, Dieter, for framing this discussion this morning and also for providing a degree of continuity from our discussions in New York. We're now going to hear a presentation by Professor Q2 from the Shanghai Academy of Social Sciences, and he's going to talk about the future economic profile of Shanghai. Professor Q.
It's my pleasure to share some of my observation on the future of Shanghai in an urban age. Usually for Chinese, we start with history, but today I will just use one slide to show what was Shanghai. This is what I quote from a very distinguished scholar called Hawk Porter. He's the president of St. John's University. This university doesn't exist right now, but almost 100 years ago, this university is the biggest university in China and in Shanghai, and the first modern university in China. And this is what he said. He talked about Shanghai 100 years ago. He said, if one is interested in the commerce and industry, he will regard Shanghai as a wonderful example of what the energy and the enterprises of the people of the West have been able to accomplish in developing a modern city in the fringe of a country renowned in the past for its conservative civilization. And also he said 100 years ago, say, if one takes thought of the future world movements, he will view Shanghai as an entering wedge into the immovable East, or to change the figure, as one of the goals that has pricked China and led the genesis of a country, consciousness. This is what people look about Shanghai 100 years ago. And what is Shanghai now? Here I show you some the front page of the journal and some books. Now people, here we have three books, the front page. Basically, this is what a Taiwanese, new Shanghainese, I would say, he wrote about Shanghai. He wrote about Shanghai, say how to move into Shanghai, how to settle down in Shanghai. And this guy, actually, he made fortune based on just writing book about Shanghai. And this is what he said. Shanghai is a must-go place if you want to make money, make big money. And Shanghai is a place full of opportunity as well as a place where opportunities may swallow you. Shanghai is a lovely place if you can easily, but you can easily get hurt by her love. And also, the Times magazine last year mentioned about Shanghai, the personality of Shanghainese, say, Shanghainese are quick to adopt foreign and new ideas. The city has an accommodating character. This is exactly what Shanghainese, local people mentioned about Shanghai, called Haina Baichuan. Then we move to the future of Shanghai. I think for future of Shanghai, the other previous present speakers mentioned, we should focus on two keywords. First, it is China, and also the world. So it should be, Shanghai should be China's world city. So for the official explanation of Shanghai's goal right now, or say for the future, for 2020 or 2050, it is called the Socialist International Metropolis with Chinese characteristics. And there are four main goals under this umbrella. Say it's international, official language is called International Economic Center, mainly it's a manufacturing center, and International Financial Center, Trade Center, and Transportation Center. But always keep in mind, say, Shanghai is China's world city. So we look at China. Right now, China's GDP rank is number 7 of the world. And by according to a prediction, by year 2000, the year of Expo in Shanghai, we will reach number 5. 2020, we will be the third largest economy in the world, no matter you count in real market exchange rate or the PPP. And finally, say to the 2050, we'll reach the second. But if we look Shanghai right now, actually Shanghai's record is not so good. This is based to a very recent survey called 50 Most Connected Cities. And actually Shanghai is ranking as 31st. And before Shanghai, I highlight those ancient cities, Hong Kong, Tokyo, Singapore, and even Taipei, Mumbai, Jakarta, Kuala Lumpur, and Bangkok. All of them, they're ahead of Shanghai. So for Shanghai, I like to use this cartoon. Like we have Formula One, but I won't believe people will really ride bicycle to see the Formula One, but people really, they take bus to see, to watch the Formula One racing. And let's talk about the speed and the size of Shanghai. This is my personal prediction, and this is, I won't say it is very aggressive, I say it is a quite conservative prediction. For Shanghai, if we say from now on to 2010, the growth rate for Shanghai around 10%, it is like a two-digit growth rate, and for the whole China it's 8%, and for the following 10 years, 7% average annual growth rate for Shanghai, and then another, say, 30 years of 3%. This is quite conservative, I would say, for the average growth rate of Shanghai for the all the way to 2050. Then we will have the result. By 2020, Shanghai's economic size, the GDP, will 5 times bigger than now. It will reach equals New York in 1997. And by year 2020, then 2050, Shanghai's economic size will be 12 times bigger than now. Then it is almost equal the whole China in year 2000. This is our prediction, and it is not so aggressive, actually. And let's see through, say, what is strength, what is the power push Shanghai's growth. And I will start with made in China and made in Shanghai. Maybe made in Shanghai, always you get the impression we set the bottom price of the world market or all the commodities. And sometimes made in Shanghai and made in China is related to the fakes. But made in Shanghai, actually, it is a different story. At least for Chinese, made in Shanghai has different kind of reputation. Made in Shanghai, or say Shanghai Huo, used to be the symbol of quality and fashion, at least within China. And right now, Shanghai still has the most productive and advanced manufacturing sector in PR China. And definitely, right now, the Shanghai government and the Shanghainese, we have kind of renewed ambition to enter the high value added legal. What we do, the made in Shanghai, right now we are building some bases called for the advanced manufacturing sector. We have 6 bases around Shanghai. 5 of them are the suburb of Shanghai, but one almost in the fringe of the downtown Shanghai. This is microelectronics base. And here we have shipbuilding base. At this, the Anting, where we were yesterday, then we have the automobile base and also the steel base. And here we have the petrochemical base and the equipment processing base. So this is the strength of next move of Shanghai, of what we call made in Shanghai. And also, made in Shanghai is not the only power behind Shanghai. Actually, what is behind Shanghai is even wider economic base, the Yangtze Delta area. This map shows all the connections of all those cities. For next 5 years, we will have, say, within 5 hour driving distance from Shanghai, we can connect, say, 15 big cities with a population over 1 million each, and plus 55 cities and over 1,400 towns in this area. And GDP right now, it is $400 billion. It is almost two-thirds of India. And for other manufacturing capacity, right now, at this moment, it is 22% of the whole China. And we have, this area has 25% of FDI of whole China, 30% of China's export by now. This is what behind Shanghai. So we have kind of a timetable for Shanghai, but here I will just mention two strategic moments. One is what we call equipment processing base. It is, we will definitely build that around year 2007. This is the moment we really can say Shanghai can build, have the strength to build advanced manufacturing center. And for almost 2020, then we will make another move to the innovative center. We don't want to just build a machine or like a regular commodity. We want to be more creative. And here are some opportunities for Shanghai during this period, 15 years. The outsourcing of global outsourcing force, the regional plan for the whole Yangtze Delta. Right now, the central government, they have the plan to do the regional plan for the whole Yangtze Delta area. It includes the industrial plan. And also, we had the Expo 2010. And also, for Shanghai, we have the Kejiao Xinshi. It means, basically, the translation is creative cities strategy right now. And for Chinese, we like water, definitely. We believe flow of goods means flow of fortune. So Shanghai, as an international transportation and trade center, we also have something to do. Yangshan project, actually, it is not only the city. It is port, bridge, and the city. Right now, the port it is under construction. By year 2020, it can deliver 12 million containers. And for bridge, actually, it is already done. This is real picture. And for the city, we design it can have 300,000 citizens by 2020. And actually, we have more for the transportation and trade. We have Pudong Airport, the second expansion of Pudong Airport. And other opportunities include the East Asia Free Trade Area, this kind of agreement to push the regional trade and also the transportation services. Because for Shanghai, we don't want to only say deliver, we use ship to deliver the goods, and we also want to provide services. This is what we want to do, this is a kind of timetable for international trade center, And finally, Shanghai used to be the financial center for East Asia. So this is what I say. It's time to let Shanghai to be what she used to be. Right now people mention about let the yuan go. This is what I say, let Shanghai go. But unfortunately, we don't have real timetable for Shanghai as an international financial center. There are many reasons. Actually, one data shows, every 5 years we have a five-year plan. Right now, this year is the end of 10th five-year plan of Shanghai. One goal, we are sure we won't reach it. It is the service sector. Service sector of Shanghai right now, actually it's decreasing as a percentage of GDP. So it is mainly because of financial center. The financial function in Shanghai is not performing quite well for several years. So we don't have timetable, but we do. There's some change. Okay. Anyway, we do expecting two things. RMB revaluation. It may be an opportunity for Shanghai. And this is also my personal view. By 2007, there will be a revaluation of RMB. But think about inland. Maybe you may expect kind of devaluation of RMB, but there will be kind of revaluation at least. And also the capital account liberalization, definitely a big opportunity for Shanghai. So this is kind of all those four functions of Shanghai, what will go for the near future. And mainly, the manufacturing center will go first, then the transportation, trade, and finally, it will be the financial center. And then, by that time, the manufacturing center will become turn into kind of innovative center. This is our prediction of Shanghai. And finally, I will, some weakness, but I think I don't have time, right? I don't have time to, okay, sure. Sure, mainly I will focus on this. Shanghai government is very strong, I will say. Even we will face kind of strong government and marginalized stakeholders, including civil society, and sometimes including enterprises. And second thing I want to, especially kind of weakness I want to mention is, in Shanghai we have big SOEs. They are running very well, I will say. And we have strong foreign firms. But for the local MNCs, the small and medium small enterprises, mainly they are private company, there are a kind of glass ceiling for them. The glass ceiling means like when you reach a certain kind of the sales the output, they cannot go further. The glass ceiling right now is around 200,000 million. We see very few MNCs they can go beyond that. So, and also we definitely have other issues. And finally, I will use a conclusion as a portrait of Shanghai. This is not my creation. This is what I download from internet. But this is very popular about portrait for Shanghai. Say, Shanghai is a girl, the deputy head of class of China, the leader of East China team, and the TA of foreign language course. In many aspects, she overperformed all her classmates. She leads in the terms of fashion. She has style and sometimes looks down upon her classmates. But because of this, she will never become the head of class. Thank you.